You're listening to SBS News.
A 1997 agreement known as the Flores Settlement says immigrant children who have arrived in the United States must be kept in the least restrictive setting and generally shouldn't spend more than 20 days in detention. But last week, the US Department of Homeland Security said it would create new regulations on how migrant children are treated. Although the Flores protections have existed for unaccompanied minors for more than two decades, a federal judge rejected the Obama administration's bid to detain them longer in 2015 and extended the coverage to children travelling with their parents. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan says the way the Flores agreement has been interpreted has simply made America's immigration problems worse.
This reinterpretation, which applied for the first time the requirements of the Flores Settlement to accompanied minors, has generally forced the government to release families into the country after just 20 days, and incentivizing illegal entry, adding to the growing backlog in immigration proceedings, and often delaying immigration proceedings for many years.
Mr. McAleenan says it's worked against the best interests of both the state and immigrants.
This single ruling has substantially caused and continued to fuel the current family unit crisis and the unprecedented flow of Central American families and minors illegally crossing our border until today.
But now 19 states and the District of Columbia have sued over the effort to alter the Flores Agreement to allow children to be held indefinitely. California Attorney General Javier Becerra announced the lawsuit he's co-leading with Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey.
Those 20 AGs are taking on the Trump administration because we wish to protect children. We wish to protect them from irreparable harm, which may be caused by this unlawful detention orchestrated by the Trump administration. Detention which is unnecessary.
He says the Department of Homeland Security has acted in a manner which ignores the established rules surrounding immigration.
This administration is not above the law. They cannot rewrite the rules to detain children for a prolonged period of time and infringe on the rights of states in the process. We are ready to fight for the most vulnerable among us, and we will do it whatever it takes to protect all of our communities.
The administration wants to remove court oversight and allow families to stay in detention longer than 20 days until their case has been dealt with. About 475,000 families have crossed the border so far this budget year. That's nearly three times the previous full-year record for families. But whatever the issue, California Governor Gavin Newsom says ditching the Flores Agreement is not the right way to deal with it, and he supported the lawsuit.
And this notion that you can indefinitely intern the children in this state is perverse, unconscionable. Clearly in violation of Flores, and clearly warrants this action by the Attorney General.
Other states joining the lawsuit include Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, New Jersey, Virginia, and Washington State. Washington's Attorney General Bob Ferguson says the White House move is outrageous.
I have no doubt in my mind at all that someday my kids, all of our kids, will look back and say, what on God's green earth were all of you thinking? What were you possibly thinking as a nation to treat children this way? There is no doubt in my mind. We are here today because we want to say that Washington State is not going to be a part of that. We're not a part of that. We want no part of it. What we want to do is put a stop to it. It's outrageous. It needs to stop. Thank goodness in our country we have the rule of law.
Quite how that rule of law will work out is not clear. U.S. District Court Judge Dolly G made the changes in 2015 that extended the application of the Flores Agreement to include children who came with families. At the time, she ordered the Obama administration to release children as quickly as possible. She's seen as being unlikely to approve the Homeland Security proposals. And Bob Ferguson says extending the time that children have to stay in detention will lead to problems and more expense further down the track.
When we welcome those children into our communities, state-run programs and services bear the burden of the long-term impacts of the trauma those children endured in detention.
In California, the state leading the lawsuit, about a quarter of its residents are foreign-born, and more than 2 million people are estimated to be living there without legal permission. Its attorney general has launched 57 lawsuits against the Trump administration. Alan Lee, SBS News.